I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 11. Coming up, government and IDB sign procurement agreement. Debate on the arbitration bill begins in the lower house and ITA launches motor vehicle management system. The news in detail after this message.
Entrepreneurs, if you live in an NHT scheme and have a big business idea, or if you own a business you want to take off, then enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Get business training, mentorship, and a chance to win a share of over $10 million in business development awards. That's the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Deadline is January 20, 2017. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Now the news. The government of Jamaica and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, have signed an agreement for the partial use of the National Procurement System of Jamaica for IDB financial projects. The move will see the IDB utilizing the standards and criteria of the government's procurement system to determine suitable candidates to implement local development projects financed by the bank. This is the first time the IDB is signing this kind of agreement in the region. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the IDB's decision is a major vote of confidence in the integrity and efficiency of Jamaica's procurement procedures.
It's an indication of the maturity and the maturation process that's taking place in the government of Jamaica in terms of developing a system that is becoming internationally recognized as having the standards that can now be accepted by a major agency like the IDB.
Mr. Shaw also notes that based on a review of Jamaica's procurement procedures conducted by the IDB, Jamaica's system in some instances surpassed the policies of the IDB. Debate on the arbitration bill, which seeks to provide an effective non-judicial mechanism for settling disputes between contracting parties, got underway in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The legislation is based on the provisions of the model law published by the United Nations Commission on International Trade Law and will operate in conjunction with the provisions of the Arbitration, Recognition and Enforcement of Foreign Awards Act, as well as the Investment Disputes Awards Enforcement Act.
With the passing of this bill, Jamaica will join the large number of countries that have adopted the model law and as such will benefit from the internationally agreed best practices that are disseminated and promoted by UNCITRAL on an ongoing basis.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. Under arbitration, the parties to the dispute usually agree on the arbitrator who they will trust to operate in a fair and impartial manner. Debate on the bill, which will repeal the Arbitration Act 1900, is set to continue in the lower house. The government has moved to provide assistance to the family of the teenager who is alleged to have been sexually abused by a minister of religion in Austin, St. Elizabeth. The 15-year-old and her family have been facing difficulties in their community since news broke of the pastor's arrest. It has been reported that residents have been blaming the minor and her family for bringing the community into disrepute. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Roel Reed, says the Child Development Agency has been assisting the children in the affected household, while further help is being sought for the family.
Work with the child and her family is ongoing. A risk of further harm towards the children is significant based on the family's financial constraints and the mother's limited capacity to provide the necessary parenting support. The mother and two of her daughters have all been referred to the CDA for parenting workshop, and the help of Food for the Poor has also been sought to provide housing assistance.
Minister Reid, who was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday, added that the priority of the government is the emotional and physical well-being of the children involved. And the Island Traffic Authority on Wednesday launched a new motor vehicle management system pilot project. The project is expected to reduce the use of paper regarding motor vehicle fitness and in future driver's licenses. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the project is a move towards modernizing the authority.
So the Island Traffic Authority, as an entity of the ministry, has produced this very important exercise as a base. And I keep emphasizing that because it's not a total solution. I welcome this morning's launch of a very important element, but I can emphasize it is a work in progress.
The project is expected to reduce data collection time, increase cost savings, and reduce the possibility of bogus fitness certificates. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.